Alright, Podtacular episode 207, Firefight Tips for Traitor and Alpha Site for the week of October 13th, 2009.
Welcome back to Podtacular. I am your host, The Storm.
I'm your host, G. Lewis.
I'm your host, Brent Gamer.
Yes.
Okay.
Read it in order.
Oh, there's
an order.
My bad.
Oh, Kookie is next. Kookie is next.
I am your host, Lil Kook.
Where's the Kookie?
Kookie Monster.
And I am your host, Stormy, please.
Who steals all the watches?
When I want.
He is actually stealing all your guys' opportunity to be guest host right now. So suck it. Suck it, Blues.
I mean, Red.
I mean, Anywho, welcome back to another fun-fulfilled episode of Podtacular. Actually, if you guys haven't checked it out, go to the website and look at Dusty's awesome new achievement guides. They're pretty sweet.
Yay. Another one's actually going to come out today.
In other words, Dusty was bored because he doesn't have Xbox Live, so he needs something to do.
Yes. Pretty much, that's the case.
Mm-hmm. Good job.
Yeah. So, but the day this is recorded, there's going to be released another one if the site ever returns to normal, which it's been finicky lately.
Oh boy. Might have hosting issues.
Yeah.
Oh snap.
Anyway.
Lay down
the time this is out, the site will be back in order.
Mm-hmm. The waffle iron hopefully irons it out.
Oh, hey-o! Oh, goodness gracious. Okay, so we have two guests back who have been on the show before, Little Kook and Stommy, please. How's it going, guys?
Good, but I've never been on the show before, so...
I thought you had been.
Nope.
I was like, Stommy, please, not been on the show.
Okay. Kookie has, right? Kookie, you've been on.
Yes, I've
Kookie!
Kookie Monster!
I'm gonna keep on saying that. Have us cut to the show.
Little Kook, the official cookie stealer of Podtag. Except he doesn't like oatmeal raisin. Don't give him any of them.
Oh, no, dude. Oatmeal raisin.
Oatmeal raisin.
Dude, raisins are good.
Yeah, man. Oatmeal raisin cookie would rock.
Yeah, I know. I should try that. A cookie. The oatmeal raisin cookies.
Who makes that kind of cookie?
Oatmeal raisin? Nobody. Oatmeal raisin? I get them at the grocery store.
Fries.
You get them at your local Subway.
Oh, that's
yeah, fresh.
Yeah.
Subway, eat fresh!
And get Peter breads.
Yeah.
anywho.
Okay, well, I guess since Stommy Please has not been on the show before, he needs a little introduction.
Yes. So, how many watches have you stolen this week?
This week?
Yes.
Probably about three. My legs have hurt, so I haven't been able to get away as fast.
Would you take my last one?
Which one was your last one?
Which I don't know. You took it.
Well, it depends if you got a new one since I took it last.
The Rolex. Which one? When did you take the Rolex?
That was like 6 days ago.
Okay, so about two more hours until... Okay, cool. Awesome. I'm just saying. If there's a loud boom, that's normal.
That's normal.
Okay, so other than stealing watches, what else do you do on the site?
He doesn't have time for anything else. What are you talking about? I'm just kidding.
Well, I'm just pretty active on the forums. I submit for shows, and that's about it with Inside Podtacular. I've been a member for about a year now, or a little bit over a year.
What other sites do you frequent?
Pretty much Talking About Games is the only other one.
Oh, really?
It's like, guys, go check it out.
Over with JVB.
Check it out. At the .com.
ibids.com.
Home dog.
We'll have it in the show notes for you guys.
Or .gov.
No. TalkingAboutGames.gov will not bring you to the right website.
.gov.
Not the news.
I think it's, yeah, it's .com.
Peter.gov would also, I'm just kidding.
Our community got an upgrade to a government facility.
Dude, that would be nuts if it was like podtacker.gov. I would quit
school. Get paid for by the government.
I would quit school. Dusty, would you quit school?
No,
just kidding. I'm kidding.
I would.
Because I would have to keep on going to school in order to make sure that that government site stays secure.
What if they gave us an 80-year contract? At a 80-year
contract?
At $100,000 a year.
How would you finish that? Most of us might be dead.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Would our death terminate the contract?
No.
No, it just keeps going to a mailbox somewhere. Going.
Wait, we'll
you'll go.
Some random address will get a paycheck.
And yeah, no, there's a mailbox in the middle of the desert, and every month, G. Lewis flies out and picks up the paycheck. So
where's my paycheck? Got him.
Well, that's
like I've been working for like 15 years now, and I haven't got a single paycheck. What's up with this? They just been like stockpiling
some random
up
person
like
in
white
Alabama
sands missile range out in New Mexico.
And there's some family sends me a thank you card for all my generous donations.
Somebody's like, why am I getting all these Greg Lewis checks?
Well, better cash them.
Yeah.
You see this old woman walk up to a bank teller. I'd like to cash these checks. Ma'am, you're Greg Lewis.
Yeah. Would you like to see my driver's license? I was my name in high school.
Anyway,
right, maybe I took that a little too far.
Let's go on with the show, ladies and gents. Speaking of old ladies, Brent Gamer this week. I'm just kidding.
What?
Oh.
Ouch. I hear a burn coming on.
Ooh, Octopus Girl and Brent Gamer this week.
No.
What?
No, thanks.
I'm
not, do I'm not want. Like, I'm going to listen to this like 15 years from now. I'm going to be married to her and be like, look, you don't want to listen to this podcast. Like, baby, I didn't know what a good thing we had going back then, buddy.
Baby, come back.
And you,
you can save it.
You moved on to Jellyfish. It's okay. You moved on.
Maybe you were hanging around Fruity Booty for so long, I didn't even know you were famous.
Okay, before we get into we're going to move on. So, Firefight came out within the last month on ODST. So, yes. Opinions? Any first opinions on
Firefight,
what you guys think
dang.
Of the game mode?
Dang.
It's delicious.
Delicious.
Ooh, nice. I like
delicious
that.
It's just like what?
Like tasty.
Oatmeal raisin cookies.
And if you had to compare it with something, how delicious is it? Is it sweet delicious? Is it sweet sour delicious? Is it?
It's delicious with a kiss.
Yeah.
Is it burgalicious?
It's Rick James delicious.
It's burgalicious.
Delicious.
But I ain't promiscuous, and if you were suspicious. All that shit is fictitious. I blow kisses. And then something else I forget after that. But I do know that verse, so.
Okay.
Anyway, we digress.
Yes.
It's pretty sweet.
Wow.
Not sour.
Okay. So for anyone who's listening that doesn't know what Firefight is, shame on you first of all.
Yeah, painkiller. Go buy the Game Boy. You noob.
Just joking.
No.
But anyway, Firefight is a new game mode in ODST that is multiplayer. You can play with Xbox Live or System Link, and it's up to 4 players, and you just keep on fighting masses of Covenant waves that keep on coming in, and as you
emphasis on mass.
What?
It's an emphasis on mass. There's a lot.
Okay. Oh, yes. Okay, yes. And as you go through the waves and the rounds, skulls turn on, which make it harder and harder.
That's what she said.
Oh, haha.
That one was a little too easy, Greg.
Come on, come on. Okay, I'll be. How about this? It'll be things you wouldn't normally think of when I say it. We'll say it from now on. Not too easy. Not like I won't say that.
Okay, so starting off with some general firefight tips. We'll just go around round robin style. First one I'm gonna say is
watch your videos.
Well,
for some ODST tips.
That wasn't what I was gonna say, but first one I was gonna say was use plasma pistols against brute's armor, especially when you have
tilt.
Yes.
When tilt's on, use that.
Yes.
And I do one of two things with chieftains. I either take their shields out right when they first, I try to get them to use their invincibility as soon as possible, or just kill them before they can use it, one or the other. Don't shoot at them with, like, an SMG, because they're going to turn it on. And then you got to wait another 40 seconds until that thing runs out, and then you have to kill them. That's just retarded. Just shoot them with rockets or a hammer, or when they first drop down.
Oh, yes. The hammer is very effective.
Hit them with something.
But interesting thing is that you can still assassinate them while they have their invincibility on.
They can?
Oh, I didn't know that.
I did not know that.
I don't think you can. I've tried it so many times.
Yes, you can. I've seen videos of it done.
Oh. Your copy is defective, then. Your copy of ODST. Because I can't.
This isn't my copy. This is other people playing.
Then other people's copies are defective.
Yeah. I don't think you can do it. They're invincible.
It's just like when you have the Overshield playing.
So they're vulnerable to backsmacks? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yeah. I mean, it's just like when you have 4x Overshield when you're playing Halo 3 multiplayer and someone assassinates you and you're dead.
But
an Overshield is expendable.
Backsmacked. Yeah. Someone's about to get backsmacked now. Ride, Sally, ride, boom. What?
Don't do that again.
you lost me. Anyway, who wants to do their next general firefight tip?
Oh, Kookie.
What?
Kookie, you got any tips?
Kookie!
Do I have any tips?
I think you should turn on Grunt Birthday Party every time.
Yes, Grunt Birthday Party, not only is it amazing because you get to hear like little kids cheering every time you kill someone, but it's also very helpful because like you know when you're getting headshots and all that stuff, so that's
get the headshot medals popping up too.
Yeah, well that's
I mean, you. But like if you shoot a grunt in the head, it'll sometimes blow up the one next to it, so you get a double kill in one shot. So it's pretty cool.
Oh, I love when you have like the suicide grunts, and then you headshot them, and they have like two other grunts right next to them, and they just go flying. That's my favorite.
And then it's a chain reaction with all the grenades that they carry.
Yep.
Kaboom. Yep.
Except if you do that when they're really close to you, you and a couple other people die.
Like a Hojo commercial.
Like a what?
I love how the sticky grenades, like when the grunts have them, they'll last for like an hour, but when you have a sticky grenade, it lasts for about 5 seconds. But when you have it, it's forever.
Fire!
I don't know, when you stick them and what the heck? When you stick them and they die, I mean, it lasts for a while. When you stick like a brute, it'll stay on them for a while, it seems like.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Huh.
Catch this. For you, this was made. And then they stick themselves.
Yeah, especially like if you shoot off their armor right as they're throwing it, they'll just drop it.
For you, this was made.
Ah!
I always think that the hunters are actually saying words in English, but I can never understand them.
Yeah, like sound. They're just learning English.
Yeah.
They're saying,
raw cookie,
chicken sandwich,
and cookie. Oatmeal Reason.
Cookies.
Brought to you by Oatmeal Reason Cookies.
That's why those hunters get so mad, is because you took their cookies.
Cookies.
Do we not want to do any more tips, stuff, general tips, or?
No, Salmi didn't give one.
Oh, I would just say real quick, when you're playing on higher difficulties, watch out for those invisible brutes, because they will kick your ass.
Yeah. Watch out. Keep a keen eye.
If you see a fireball thrown, just turn your visor on.
Yeah.
Well, you can't really do that on some of the lighter levels.
You can, even if it is, it's better than having it off because you can see them, their outline.
Yeah. Well, so, I mean, depending on, if you're doing it on Lost Platoon or something like that, you won't be able to see them unless they're you'll 5 feet like, away.
Yeah.
Well, I don't really, are they even on Lost Platoon? Because I've never fought them there.
Yeah, they are.
Okay. That's like one of the two firefight maps I've played. They're on there.
Yeah, they are all over Lost Platoon. Yes. You don't even know. It's like a whole – there'd be a phantom, and they'd be like, what the heck came out of there? And then it's just like 5 minutes later, you'll find out.
Okay, well, I misspoke, so sorry.
It's K.
It's K, dog.
It's K.
It's K.
K.
It's K, homie, skillet.
Okay, so we're going to move on to the one random frag that we have this week.
Yes. Dun-dun-dun-dun.
That comes from Private Charge.
George. I think that Stompy should read this.
You think so?
Yes.
Okay. Stompy, I guess get the honors.
You shall have the pleasure.
Well, okay, Private Church says...
What?
What was that, Dusty?
Never mind.
Okay. Private Church says, hey guys, I was wondering why Lance was on episode 206 if he's never picked up a Halo.
What do you have, text-to-speech on?
Hey guys,
Well, that's it. Shoutouts to Dusty, G. Lewis, me, Brent, and Little Kook, Obsidian Chow, Slayer Mayor, Arbitation, and Slayer Stuff. Keep on fragging Chucks. Church out.
Well, I don't know why. I would. He doesn't like Xbox or consoles? Is that what it is?
I don't exactly know.
The question was, why does Lance has not picked up a Halo game? I don't know.
Picks up Halo games. He's played Halo 3 before.
I assume the question was for 360 then, because he hasn't played a Halo on the 360. I mean, I'm pretty sure he's played it, but I don't think he's ever owned one. Is that correct?
Right. He doesn't have a 360.
That's so weird.
So I guess that's your answer, Church. He does not have a 360.
That's why he hasn't.
I guess that was your answer.
Yeah.
This next submission is from, I'm just kidding.
He like writes in his name. This is Private Church.
It's like Private
Church.
Now, hopefully sooner or later after this, oh boy, I just closed my show notes. After this comes out, we're gonna, post for you guys some videos and show you where everything's at on the map. So after you guys listen to this and it's telling you where everything's at, just check out the website and we're going to have it out.
Or if you're too lazy, go all the way to the store and buy the guide.
Yeah, I guess you could.
Because that's what I did.
Yeah. We actually thought about...
Guides are for sissies.
Well, you know what? I have one, guides are for manly men.
Guides make my company money, so go ahead and buy them at Best Buy. Please do it.
All right. I actually did buy it at Best Buy.
You did? Awesome.
Oh. Okay.
Dude, we should still get sponsored by Best Buy. Brent bought the game from there. You brought the guide. Look at all this.
Well, I gave up on GameStop because they screwed up my overnight ODST shipping, so I'm buying Modern Warfare 2 from Best Buy.
Nice. We converted to Best Buyism.
Yep. I still refuse to buy from Best Buy.
Why?
Because most people at Best Buy don't know what they're talking about.
Including myself.
I didn't say that. I was including you in that statement.
He was looking at me, though, when he was saying it.
No, I wasn't. And most of your stuff's overpriced, anyway.
Yeah, as you saw when I got my discount.
Yeah, 67% off.
Whatever. And he did that math in his head the second I rang it up.
Yeah.
Let's move on to the actual part of the meat of the show.
The meat of the show?
The meat.
What is the meat of the show, G. Lewis?
We're actually doing Firefight this week, if you guys didn't know. Brent, we're about to give you the fill of Crater and Alpha Site, all that you could need.
Yeah. More Crater submissions than Alpha Site.
Yeah, Alpha Crater's probably because it's the first one. I mean,
right?
You know, it's the first one I played because I was like, I don't know the pick. I'm just gonna do the default, and then I
like it more than Alpha Site too.
I think Alpha Site's a little hard. Three maps unlocked when you first play it.
I think it's Creator, five. Then it's like Lost Splatoon maybe. And then they have
Lost Splatoon. I don't think that's open when you first open it.
I think it is because it's Mission 2 in the guide. The guide's never usually right, but. No, this guy's wrong because Last Exit is
the night maps. The two night maps are open.
I thought the night maps came open afterwards.
Oh, that's right.
Anyway, yeah, Creator and Alpha Site. So Creator is the one where if you play campaign, is where Dare crash lands. It has the big courtyard, and the Covenant land in the courtyard or on the opposite side. Then Alpha Site is the one where you fight oncoming waves of Covenant before you blow up the ONI building.
Oni.
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 Same thing.
Oni.
Oni, yeah, my bad.
Same thing.
Not really.
Actually, Oni was a Bungie game, so I believe it is Oni.
Yes. Office of Naval Intelligence, ONI.
Jinx, show me a coke.
What?
What did he say?
What?
I'm so confused. I'm so lost, so confused.
It's okay, man. Dazed and Confused was a good movie. I gotta get it.
What? What the heck? We are moving on to submissions.
Yes.
For the show. After.
Can I read the first one? Let me read the first one.
Sure, read the first one, Greg.
Okay. It's private, church. Alright. And he writes, Church writes, "Hey guys, it's Private Church here. I have some tips for Creator, and first thing you want to do is stay out of the way in those back rooms until the phantoms stay or leave, then stay on the turret, not the turlet. So you guys know. For as long as possible, and basically if it catches on, don't do it. That's pretty much it, and save the power weapons, aka the rocket snipe and is it shotgun? Which I can't find. Help? Question mark? I don't know where the shotgun. I don't know if they have one. But until the only brutes level and save those fuel rods. Shouts out to Dusty, G. Lewis, Brent, Kuki, and Stalmy Prees, Obsidian Chow.
Stalmy Prees?
Prees. Domaku. It's Lil Kuki and Stalmy Prees. Abitation, Samus 117, Old Regime, and everybody else. He forgot. I guess it's a he. Church out.
Real quick, I'm looking at the guide right now. There's no shotgun on Creator.
Yeah.
Just for clarification.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay. He could be like our stat boy.
Like you ever watch like Around the Horn? They have the stat boy.
Oh yeah.
That could be.
Who knows like everything?
Yes. Well, he just Googles it probably. I'm pretty sure.
No, it's in his brain.
Google. That's where Google goes. It's his brain. That's where Google links to his brain, Stat Boy's brain.
Is that his name, Stat Boy?
No, I think his name's like Brent or something. Like Horsley or I don't know, something like that.
Yeah. You actually said it right. Name? Oh my god, that's amazing.
It's like horse with the L and a Y. Horsley. It's not that
different. Horsley,
yeah. Everybody says Horsley. I swear to God, every single one of them.
Is Brent Horsey here today?
Horsley. It's even worse. If they said horse, I'd be fine. Like, but
of course.
To imply that I am a whore is offensive. Like,
speaking of which, Brent, why don't you read the next one?
All right.
What is that supposed to mean?
I don't know.
It sounds funny.
I don't know.
That's why they listen, for entertainment. That's for it to make sense.
All right. So we're on Punxsutawney Phil, aren't we?
Yes.
It's the Punxsutawney Phil and you win.
Punxsutawney Phil! Hey, guys. I have one big tip for firefight on Alpha Site. Stand in the elevator.
Big as in Hunters caps. Sorry.
I am astonished. Gee, how dare you interrupt me in the middle of my monologue. I'm going to start over. I'm going to start over just to show you up. All right. Hey, guys. I have one big tip for firefight on Alpha Site. Stand in the elevator. Hunters and brutes will try to melee you through the glass, but your teammates should make quick work of them. But watch out when the catch skull turns on. That's all. No long... What? That's it. No long keep on fragging this time. Peace out. Oh, also, my parents gave me the banhammer, so I won't be on for a while. I'll be on my computer, though.
Well, bam. Banhammer. Yes, yeah, he was really modding. He didn't want to tell the truth.
Okay, I don't know if anyone else has observed this, but on the forum blogs, why is it always everyone's talking about bad grades and being banned from playing Xbox because of their grades?
Because they
our
played
community
the
is 12 years old.
Because... Parents nowadays think B is a bad grade. I don't get it. Like, I made B's. My mom was like, oh, this is awesome.
I had
a straight up F in geometry this time, but my mom is not mad at me. I was trying to get help during the 206 show, and Lance got mad at me.
Oh,
wait, you got
for that.
What?
Yeah, I was in the live stream, like, asking him for geometry.
Yeah.
I have to say it. Asking for help while doing a show is not necessarily the best time to ask for homework help.
Dude.
You know what? That's probably why I have a 58 in geometry. All right.
What is this shape that's got four sides and they're equidistant from each other?
Base of a triangle. Base times one half of what? I forgot what it was.
Sure, what the hell is this three? What is this three-sided shape? I can't... Triangle.
That was my mind during the test.
Wow.
I got a 75 in the test, though, so I think Lance helped somewhat.
Cool.
So, shout out to Lance for helping me on the test.
Ding, ding, ding.
Anyway.
Yes, anyway. Matt. Excuse me. Wow.
Oh, my God.
What was that?
Matt.
Matt Preston.
Boy.
Writes in.
Boy meets boy.
Oi. What?
Oi. Oi.
Oi.
Oi.
Oi. Oi. Oi. Oi.
I mean, why don't you do the sunset? Got a TV screen. Not the ride that I can get. If you know,
you know what I mean.
My name is 00030, and here are some things you need to know.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was reading his submission as I was doing it.
It says, oi, this is Moose 0030.
Oh, he's an Aussie.
Here are some things you need to know to survive Crater and Alpha Site. Crater, don't rebuff the turret unless it's the last wave. It will help against drones and most enemies, ripping it off at the end last wave.
Just you understand.
The last wave. We'll let you have two turrets, one mounted and one mobile. If you hear beeping, you're crazy and should visit your local.
And I thought that meant buggers were coming from the sides.
Actually, that beeping lets you know that there are enemy coming from the side doors.
Oh. He was kidding.
That's all I have for Crater. Still pretty funny.
I actually have a funny story regarding that. If you have time.
Do tell.
Okay. You know the beeping sounds for the side doors?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, as you guys, I don't remember, but we were going to play Firefight one day, and I actually had to quit out because we were having a fire drill. And it was
I remember this.
The fire sirens they have for our buildings are awful, man. They're like ear piercing. They're disgusting how loud these things and sharp. Like these are the loudest, sharpest sounding alarms on the face of the earth. So anyway, I'm so used to hearing these things go off accidentally just around the school that when I played Firefight, I didn't know that sound, the beeping, actually meant that the doors on the side were opening. So I just thought that they were the buildings around me, their fire alarms going off. Like, no joke. Until I figured it out.
Oh, those are the people coming.
Oh, wait a minute.
This game takes place right next to me.
Don't they beep they do that in another map too, don't they? Rally Point. Don't they beep in Alley and Rally Point too when
they
open up?
They do. Yeah.
I think they do.
That's like this one submission. I forgot who it was, but the kid was like chewing like green energy gum and it tasted nasty, so he had his Spartan go to like the edge of a cliff and he spit out scum onto the TV. Like, go back and listen to the old episodes. That's on the submission. So funny.
So he was chewing energy gum and he didn't like it, so he had his Spartan jump off the side of
He had his Spartan go to the edge and he was trying to like spit it out over the edge and he spit
I wonder what he does when he has to go to the bathroom.
Wow.
That's
when you know you're too immersed into a game.
Does he go in the Lost Platoon and go to the river out there and he's like, my TV got wet. What in the world?
On Valhalla, he just like
my Xbox is red ringing, and I don't know why.
I'm thirsty, and I'm licking the TV, but it's not coming into my mouth.
That's when you need more cowbell.
Yeah, more cowbell.
Anyway, continuing on with this submission, Alpha Site. The basis of this map is that it is crossfire in the middle. Have your team split up, half on the one sides, and he has an image linked. It'll be in the show notes.
Yes.
Using the crossfire method, you should be able to easily get to the fourth set on heroic. Warning, results may vary as you do not have the almighty moose on your team.
But I will, so we're good.
I still haven't gotten that on EVO accounts.
I haven't either. I've heard that Alpha Site and Lost Platoon are the two easiest. I think Rally Point would be, because when we played with Dustin, Dusty just killed everything on that map.
Wraith killer!
I don't know how many tanks you killed.
I killed four of them.
I know, it was nuts.
I was the dedicated Wraith killer.
Yes, he was.
Okay, he continued.
He had the most points, too.
Oh, yeah, I had the most deaths as well.
Oh, you did? I didn't notice that.
Okay, he continues to say, and a basic tip for all firefight maps is to use plasma. Hey, that sounds familiar.
Yes, and we don't mean the stuff inside your blood. We mean... the weapons.
We mean superheated plasma. Mm.
It feels good to the skin.
It's relaxing.
This will save you more ammo, especially when bullets do not do any damage to their shields.
AKA tilt.
Yes. For the bonus, get a rocket or fuel rod and aim towards the window where the grunt jump out and shoot just when the round starts. That way you should get some serious points. Also, never stop moving as the raining grunts start raining grenades on you.
Yes.
And, well, it ain't pretty.
Yes, it's very blue.
Well, that's all I remember. And happy Canadian Thanksgiving to you all.
Which was actually Columbus Day this Monday. So it was a couple days ago. I don't know what bon soir means, but I'm guessing it means good night, mes amis, so my friends. Or my
That'd
lovers.
Be cool if it meant keep fragging on dragon trucks.
I think mes amis means my lovers, I think.
Potagular love site.
Well, Bonsor means 13 boys. I'm
joking. How did you even come up with that?
13 boys, my lovers. I don't know what that means.
Moving on!
What was like a match.com that we did for the Halo match?
Oh, yeah, halomatchmaking.com.
That was funny as crap. It was me, Dr. Tom, Painkiller, and Queso Man's team.
Oh, I've seen that picture on Facebook. That's a pretty
cool
picture.
It's on my Facebook. Anywho, Brent, you want to read? No, you already read. Who hasn't read yet?
Kookie. I'll
read. Kookie.
I read the
Kookie! Cookie, beat Samus.
Samus,
it's me. It's me.
No cookie.
I was random, I know.
I needed the mushrooms. Where are you at, princess? Oh, remember we were going to do that for episode 200. We never did it. Oh.
No, we didn't.
Forgot about that.
Already.
Ran out of time, so we decided just not to do it.
Yep, that's what she said.
But
Samers 600 says, "Hey everyone, this is the not so shoddy Samer. I say Pistola Samers, but that just doesn't sound as cool." Okay. Anyways, on with the tip.
He is the shoddy, but he doesn't like the scope pistol, and he likes the shotgun.
Pistola.
Or he hates the shotgun and likes the pistol. Not so shot. Okay, anyway, just keep going.
Pistol.
He's shoddy too hottie.
Okay, too he says legit. On... Too legit to quit? Okay, he says, on Crater, I found a great counteraction to our new best friends, the group...
Yes.
The group?
They come over for tea and crumpets all the time, the Brute Chieftains, yes. And I. It's such a good party.
Could have asked Crypto if he was on.
Crypto, do you invite the Furod chieftains over for tea?
The area that is right outside of the spawn/ammo area. If you still don't have it in mind, it is the balcony with the turret spawn on it. When you have only chieftains left, it's time to run away.
Yes.
I have a circle route that I pull. When he is getting close, jump off the balcony and land by the escape pod. If any other brutes are left, back up underneath the balcony to regain your health. Then when you see the chieftain catch up, start running upstairs and keep laying fire on him. Don't go straight up, but jump and skip part of it.
You could just put a rocket in his dome, like what we do.
I feel better with shooting rockets at him.
Anyway, keep going.
It seems
that works too.
Crazy. Yeah, it seems kind of crazy, but by the time the chief runs down to find you, stamina will recharge in time by the time he's close enough. I've only done this on my own, but you need good communication to work with a four-man group. And last thing, when catch turns on, try to start getting more sticks. There are a lot of outposts spawning nades. There are a lot of outposts spawning nades, and whenever...
Opa!
And whenever brutes/grunts are throwing them, they stay still and it gets predictable.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, thanks
for you, this was made. That was my submitting.
Submitting? I will submit you.
I have submitting thee.
Wow.
Alright, well, thanks for reading my submission. Sorry if it was kind of long. Shout out to Raza Optics Opus. How do you say that? I have no idea.
Obsidian
Co. Obsidian Co.
Obsidian Chow. God,
Obsidian Chow. Spelled it with two C's. He spelled it wrong.
Yeah.
Obsidian Coco.
Obsidian Coco, his brother.
And check out http:////
It's a exactly. Colon, not two colon.
http://endeavorpodcast.blogspot.com/
I would have laughed if he started to actually spell it out better.
E-N-D.
It's in the show notes.
Yes, you can learn how to spell right there. Where he will have the podcast out and sigh up on the Sammer capital S-ers out.
I understand what you mean by bad grammar in the podcast now.
Oh.
Wow. Brent. You're like, it's like, get away. Anyway, next one. For Stommy.
Alright, this is Arbitation. He says, hey guys, Arby here. Just thought I'd give a tip I found that greatly helped me on my 200 upside down, thousand run on this level.
Yeah, I don't know why.
That's actually, I think there's a reason for that. I think that's how they do it in like Australia and some places in Europe. Instead of the, yeah. If I remember right from German class. That I took in high school.
Okay, anyway, I suppose it applies for other levels as well. With engineers, I find the best way to tackle them is to hit them with an EMP blast from your plasma pistol, then take them down with your SMG.
An EMP blast? It's not an EMP.
The Matrix.
The Matrix has you. Wow.
Anyway. Where am I? Oh, yeah, okay. That brings me to another point. Use the plasma pistol as much as you can. It really shows its usefulness when the tilt skull is turned on. One EMP on the brutes and a well-aimed automatic.
An EMP!
Yeah, what does he think is the EMP? Think like the fuel rod.
I think like a giant blue laser. Anyway, okay. Laser. Take a well-aimed automatic shot to the head. It will take care of the brutes in under 5 seconds. Oh yeah, and I also like to take time to rub it in all your faces that I got ODST before you. Dot dot dot. Besides, woof, probably. Keep on fragging trucks. Period. Arby.
Old Regime writes in with, "Hey Podtacular, Old Regime here with another tip for Firefight. Crater is a tight map where hunters and brute chieftain could
be right, man!
Oh man, it's so tight! But my main advice has to do with Covey snipers. They're really annoying and spawn high up the map on the rooftops of buildings across the street. An accurate sniper, like me, smiley face, can get them down before they do too much damage. But if you don't kill them right as they drop in a new wave, you're screwed and will be wondering why your health is dropping even when no one is near you. Anyway, that's all for me. Keep on fragging people who say they'll leave their Xbox on so that you can get Endure, but 2 minutes later they sign out, and the next day they say it's because their controller disconnected and nobody believes him or her. In transmission."
A good way to counteract a sniper in Crater is just stand somewhere where the sniper can't see you.
I don't know. I just usually pistol shot him in the head.
I know. Dusty's at that. Like, I was sitting there shooting this one sniper for, I don't know, I waste like a full clip on him, and Dusty's like, "You're doing it wrong," and just shoots once and kills him. And I was like,
"You're doing it wrong."
I've done that a few times with you, actually.
Yeah, I'm just like, what?
It's like, I just shoot him in the head once with the pistol, and it's like, oh, he's dead.
I was just going, boop, 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 boop. I was like, why the heck won't this guy die? And then Dusty goes, because you don't get the trusty Dusty sniper.
Yeah, on Crater, what I do is usually I just take him out with my pistol, and then I save my sniper ammo for stronger stuff like chieftains that just dropped off and things like that.
Yeah.
Because it's more effective on them than just a jackal.
Right. Just a jackal. Anywho.
Jackal.
Yeah.
We got the next one here from Mr. Sketchy.
Yes.
With a 3 in his name. He writes, "Here are some general tips for firefight mode in Halo 3. Orbital drop shock trooper. Number 1. You guys, I bet, did not see this coming.
Oh, what is it?
Can you tell me, please? Just tell me something funny to say after I say this. Don't die! Come on down!
You're the next person.
Number 2. Grav hammer is a good weapon to use if you get rushed by a bunch of brutes or bunch on brutes. Try to keep one with you at all times.
A bunch on brutes.
Come on down.
If he said munch on brutes, that would have been a whole lot funnier.
Oh boy. Yeah, the grav hammer is really good, especially when Black Eye's on. Number 3, he writes in teamwork 111 exclamation. Be sure to help your teammates out if they need it. That's all he writes, and he says, "That's all I have right now because I have to play with friends' houses since I don't own an Xbox." Keep on fretting. Dusty, it's your turn.
Yes, I believe it is.
Dusty, Rita.
Kronos 117. He says, "Hey guys, it's Kronos 117 here with my submission.
His first one. First one. I've seen that name before.
I'm pretty sure I have too.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to give you guys some tips that I think will be helpful for firefight on Crater.
Well, that's what we asked for. Thank you very much.
That's what we asked for. Reading them.
Not only if you spelled everything correctly, you're about halfway there.
First of all, you should try to have someone immediately get the sniper so that they can pick off guys through the waves. This is also very helpful when trying to kill the enemy sniper at the end of the wave without trying to him and using your pistol. I don't know. I think we made a consensus that using your pistol is better on the snipers. Anyway, another thing is the turret. You should use it to its full effect because when the invisible brutes come, it will be destroyed quickly by the flame grenades they throw. My final tip, as with all the levels, is to try to kill the chieftains from a distance so as not to be smashed under their grav hammers. Because a lot of the time, you'll find yourself turned one way up the staircase, thinking you're safe, and you get pummeled from behind.
That's what she said.
Your rod cannon. So remember to work together, and you
remember to clench your asshole before walking. That's what I got from this post.
Signing out. Gold hunt until their anus falls off.
Oh, speaking of. Anywho,
All right.
I find that killing the chieftains up close is a lot easier than killing them far away, because they're eventually going to get up close to you anyway. Because if you can't kill them from far away unless you got rockets, because anything, if you try to snipe them, they're just going to turn their invincibility on.
Yeah, save your sniper for the jetpack brutes.
I just use the sniper to take shields out. I don't kill anybody.
I just use my hands on the chieftains.
Oh, really?
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
But they have a gun.
Does that keep them from pummeling you from behind?
No.
As long as you use your hands, keep them satisfied.
Yeah, just grab onto their wrists and shout no.
God.
You took that to a whole nother level.
Moving on. Stop.
Okay, let's go.
The Gooba fish. Isn't it Cookie's turn?
Cookies!
Sure.
Cookies!
Big Gooba fish says, "Hi, Podtacular! Exclamation point. It's the Big Gooba fish again. It's been a while since I have submitted, but I assure you that I have still been listening to the show."
That's all we care about is numbers.
I'm like Greg!
That's all we care about.
Money!
Okay. "I was walking around Sydney today." Ooh, Sydney. Very nice. "And I noticed a bike tied up on the side of the footpath, but not just any bike. This bike was actually a folding bike."
Oh, jeebus.
Oh, this shit gotten put in the random frags. I wonder how
was Fumo there?
We now know that there are more people than just Fumo who own a folding bike. Well, that was my random little story for today, other than the fact that I won exactly 7 consecutive Lone Wolves matches as well today.
Nice.
Oh, face. He says, "Keep on fragging noobs who scream V-Dow at any other game than Slayer." It's actually Vito, but...
I don't know.
Whatever.
I can't spell that. Vito. V-E-T. I'm going with an O for the last one.
I thought it was a U.
Oh, really? That's Vita. Why you're going to work for the government, Dusty.
Veda. You need a Veda this map. Okay. And he says, "Just remember, don't go swimming in the Valhalla River. You might get attacked by a big Gooba fish."
That's a good one. That's a good one. Thanks, buddy.
That was a good one.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one, as I like to say here in Georgia. He actually writes another one at the very bottom, which is actually a tip. The last submission is from him, and it's actually a tip.
Yeah. I goofed.
Anyway.
Oops. Oh, well.
Good.
Oh, my God.
Turn them off.
They're off. Okay, you know what? I'm taking the batteries out.
Good idea.
Hey, it's your turn, Stalmy. It was just somebody. We were just calling to let you know it's your turn.
Yeah. Okay, well, excellent. Just answered it. Okay, all right.
Do you need this?
Okay, Chickenfoot says, "Yo, Podtac, the footer toilet tier here with some stories from ODST. This game was amazing. Firefight is epic. My favorite.
Firefight is epic. The pistol is awesome. I love the SMG.
Hey, G Lewis, you want to play a game? called Don't Cut Me Off. Okay.
Oh.
Just got told.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Slap him, Greg.
Whatcha? Oh, God.
Remember one time I told Reaping Raven's brother to slap him, and the next thing he hears, ow! They were sitting in the same room. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
You're like the puppet master, dude. Okay, anyway, my favorite memory of that is on Alpha Site while getting the Vidmasters. We were doing well, and on my last round and wave, we were fighting chieftains and fuel rod canners. And we...
Sounds like you're saying they're canning.
That fire is a fuel rod canner.
Yeah, someone has to can the fuel rods.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, and we ran out of lives. Myself and my other good teammate were surviving. He just got smacked in the face by a hammer. The chieftain started chasing me and whacked me right after I jumped in the air and didn't die.
You're going to whack him. See, first we're going to go in there. We're going to ask for chip.
G. Lewis, you suck at this game, by the way.
Okay, I know. I'm horrible.
I plasma charged him and changed my half full auto mag. I was
half full as opposed to half empty.
He's an optimist. Anyway, I was on my, I was on a 1 centimeter. Oh, did you measure it?
Okay. He took out his ruler and paused it. Hold on, guys. Pause this real quick.
And I took
it's exactly
him down.
1 centimeter.
Hero meter, metal, and grun bonus round lives.
Oh my god. He grun messed bonus. Up.
What?
Hero med ale and grun bonus round. What the hell? What's he trying to say?
I don't know, but Ivan Dragon, Jackals, Neighbors, and Mombasa. I'm done. Now
I think he got the hero medal and he got the bonus.
Like he it was the end of the set and he went to the bonus round. The grunt bonus.
The grunt bonus round.
Hero.
Oh, okay.
Hero.
I don't know. I've been down to where I've had no health left. Like you'll see up there and there's no bar. I don't know how exactly that works, but yeah.
It's because you're a beast, Dusty.
It's good enough for military work. It's good enough for Halo. So.
Raza.
Ooh.
Win at 9.
Whose turn is it? I think it's Brent's.
All right. Raza 119. Hello, Podcast. Hello, Podcastler. It's the one and only Raza 119 here with tips for Firefight. On Crater, one person get on the turret, one person get the sniper, one person get the rocket, and one person running about killing everything. Okay.
So the person who gets the rocket's going to kill the chieftain, the person who gets the turret's going to get killed, and the person who has the sniper is going to waste all the ammo. Awesome.
And the person running around killing everything.
The other guy is going to get all the points. Okay. Anyway, I haven't played Crater, so I can't give tips for it. Shoutouts to everyone on
the Wait, what?
Hey guys, on Crater you need to do this. Oh, by the way, I've never played Crater.
Okay. You know what? I don't think he deserves shoutouts. I don't know. What do you guys think? Shoutouts to everyone on my friends list and Duststorm and G Lewis.
Oh,
keep
God.
On fragging the noob who hacked my XBL account.
Sorry.
Is this a
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I didn't do that, Raza.
That's too
it was not
funny.
Me.
So
on Crater, you gotta do this.
Instead of watching
and then this.
Oh, wait.
And then this.
I've never played this before. He sounds like
in Modern Warfare 2, you gotta shoot people in the head, get a headshot.
That's all my tips.
I've never played Modern Warfare 2 before.
Has anybody else? So anyway. Oh, boy. I get the long one. Great. This is gonna be a crypto submission. All right. Okay. Fine. We got ODST. Well, this is fitting. EJY. Wait, is that his gamer tag?
No, it's some really weird thing. I've been trying to add him, but I don't know what it is, so I just gave up.
I think he might
Anywho.
Have a profile. I'm not sure.
Anywho, he writes in, "Hey, Dusty G and Brent Gamer and Little Kooky and come on
and
down and follow us on Twitter. How are you guys doing?"
I'm good, thank you.
For doing awesome. I hope I got a submission in early enough and it gets read on the show unlike last time. Well, you did, so next time don't write that. But anyway, okay. For first, Crater, while you're playing solo, before the game starts, grab the rockets and start and drop them in the back room for easy access. Actually, if you guys do that, pick them up every once in a while because they'll disappear.
They'll spawn away.
Yeah. Use your pistol and submachine gun, which is basically the scoping SMG. Always stand behind cover and stay near where you spawn. When the catch skull turns on, grab a ton of grenades and never stop moving. When you stay still is when, oh boy, a grunt gets you with a sticky or a stalker gets you with a firebomb. They're called stalkers, okay. That was four people. Have one person get the rockets, another get the sniper, and have one wait around for the chieftain around and get a hammer because it will be killer to jump pack brutes. Have everyone stay near the turret except one person with the hammer and have him pwn some newbies. Alpha Site, which is one of his favorite firefight maps. He also likes Crater and Lost Platoon. Good to know. While playing solo, get the Spartan laser. I'm guessing he's talking about Spartan Lost Platoon now. You know,
no, it's Alpha Site.
Alpha Site has a laser?
There's a Spartan laser on here. I'm gonna be the stat boy here.
There's a laser on Alpha Site?
Here, let me see. I don't think there is.
No, I don't think. He must be talking about Lost Platoon, I think.
Alpha Site, yes. There are no laser.
Yeah, no, are no laser.
What's the other, level?
Talking about, You must be
on like the alpha site's the one that's in the building.
The big one is
Security Zone. Yes. And that has a laser.
It does.
Yeah.
I guess he's either he must mix them up or he must have lost Fortuna anyway. Whenever
he
you
must
see
say it.
But he's saying whenever you get a Spartan laser and you see a Wraith, kill it. I mean, it's just that he just do it. And he tried to say before the Phantom can drop the Wraith, shoot it before it can even land, which is pretty difficult. But if you can, you are Tapeonzors. And also, if he's talking about whatever map he's talking about, stay near your spawn point and behind cover, and you will succeed. I don't know what he's talking about, but I'm guessing he thinks Alpha Site is security, whatever. So,
yeah.
Whichever one you were mentioning, stay near the spawn point and keep the laser and kill the Wraiths.
Yeah.
Next. He says next with four people, one person needs a yeah, he's talking about security zone. So this is what you would do in security zone if you got four people. One person needs to get a Spartan laser, and then he needs to get a submachine gun. Another person needs to get a pistol and a sniper, and the next needs rockets and a submachine gun. And the last needs the next power weapon that drops, such as a hammer or a fuel rod. Give your laser to the player with the best aim rather than giving the sniper, because I've learned taking out Wraiths on the Phantom is a tough skill. That's exactly. Give the sniper to whoever is also a good aim, but not as good as your laser guy. Make sure he has a pistol so he can scope out some grunts without wasting sniper ammo. Good tip. Give the rockets to your noob or Dusty. Make sure he doesn't waste them. I'm just kidding. He doesn't waste them. They should have a submachine gun because the pistol is useless unless you use it correctly and give them headshots. Have the person with no power weapons be your best player with the most all-around skill. Be resourceful and don't die. All right, guys. Thanks for making an amazing podcast and doing great things for the Halo community. Overall, I would donate, but my parents will not let me. Aw, sad faces. Keep on fragging trucks that give me swine flu and made me miss my first homecoming dance and homecoming game. Aww.
That sucks. If it makes you feel any better, I went to mine. So.
It
was awesome.
For any of my homecoming dances. So.
You didn't go to any of them?
No.
I've never been to
I didn't go to a single one of them.
I went to all four.
I won't be able to go to one this year.
Because you're a pimp.
Yeah.
Pimp.
Could you
pimp? Pimp nasty.
One of those lines kind of sounded like the like rap line ever. It's like, if you got a laser and you see a Wraith, kill it.
Just kill it. Anywho, let's go with Rice Snake Rod, but I believe it's Kookie's turn. No, it's Dusty's turn.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
Oh. Okay, Rice Snake Rod writes in. Hey guys, what's up? Haven't submitted something in ages, so it's time to make amends.
Yes.
Well, Firefight, yeah. What can I say? It's okay to begin. Ooh. Ouch.
Yeah.
Ouchies.
A bit long to get into. For example, you have to play for at least 1.5 hours for the Vidmaster Endure.
2 hours? What are you talking about?
which I have tried and failed 7 times. Ouch.
Being on the 8th is the... Is it the golden ticket for you?
Eight times is a charm.
Create a good small map for newcomers, while the night version is hard because engineers come out with the 2x, which 2x the Covenant's health. Okay. Alpha Site is popular for Endure, but a bad map for normal play. The problem is that enemies come in from both sides, which can be hard when others don't cooperate or share sides.
Exactly. Yes, share. Don't be the man trying to kill everybody, because you will die a lot.
Yeah. Shout outs to RB, Fungi, Dusty, G-Man, Chucky, Lance, Death Above Us, and all my other friends. Keep on fragging all the Endure quitters.
Yes, I hate that. Okay, we almost did that with Tyler, the next submitter we almost did that with. Don't you remember, Dusty? I think. No, it wasn't Tyler. It was somebody else. Never mind. But me and you played with Tyler one time.
What's the name of that other Vidmaster? What's it called? The one
on Deja Vu.
And Deja Vu.
Yeah, Deja Vu. Real quick, I need to give an apology to him, Rice Snake, because we got like almost all the way through, and I got bored and I quit.
Oh my god. That would take like all day though. That's ridiculous.
It was like we were on like our like third hour, and we like were like just past the like second tank part, and I just quit.
That's disgusting. I don't know how I'll ever be able to do that.
So I'm sorry.
It's cool. I forgive you. I don't think he will, but I do.
Yeah, I don't think he will.
Install your endure. Or
yeah,
no.
30 years from now, he's going to have, like, this, like, raging hatred for you.
Yeah,
he's going to be with his wife.
You're going to need a kidney. He's the only person that can give you one. You'd be like, remember that time you quit? Looks like I got to quit too, buddy.
You're getting it.
Yeah, you need, like, a kidney transplant or something. It's like...
Sorry,
man. Yeah, I'll give you a kidney transplant, like, 2 seconds before the surgery. Not so much.
No.
Oh, sorry. Disconnected.
It's
not you,
it's me.
It's not you, it's me. Buddy. I'm sorry. I apologize.
I'm bored. F this, I'm bored.
Anyways.
Now it's...
I'm gonna die!
What was that?
That's Kookie's turn.
That was the sound of desperation, Dustin.
Okay.
I don't know if you've ever heard it. Being.
Not in that way, no.
Well, next time we play Firefight, Dusty, I mean, Brent, next time he's going to die, he's going to do that for you.
Dustin, help me out! I'm dying!
You sound like freaking Elmo.
Whoa!
Yeah, I could just picture Elmo on fire screaming.
Oh, yeah, he's got like the submachine gun. He's like mowing down.
Elmo's got a gun.
Oh, yeah, that was funny.
Headshot.
Elmo's got a gun.
You know, he's got a tickle me Elmo.
Big bird's on the run.
What did it money do?
Next one. Kook, I think you're up.
Kookie.
Tyler the T3 says, "Hello, fellow members of Podtacular. It's me, Tyler. I have some tips for Alpha Site and Crater today."
Oh, yeah.
Very monotonous voice. Bah, 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 bah.
IR guy from Daft Punk.
Alpha Site is one of the easiest maps to control, with many power weapons aligning the walls. The rocket launcher should be used only, or should only be used during the last wave. The shotgun should be used on the last wave as well. With the tilt skull on, the sniper rifle is only useful for jackals and grunts. The same can be said about Crater with a sniper rifle and a rocket launcher. However, there are two shield door entrances on the sides. Lastly, when dealing with an engineer, you should either use the fully charged plasma pistol or any grenade besides the frag. You can also assassinate them at close range. Shout outs to G. Lewis, Chucky J, and Deathstorm. Fragging trucks that are the epitome of epic.
I forgot about that. The last episode when we talked about that.
Yeah, and you spelled epitome wrong.
Anyway, I got it.
The engineers are only on Crater Knight, right?
No, they're on other maps too.
I'm saying, Crater, they're only on the nighttime version.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, so they only come out on night maps.
They're like bats.
Wait, did he seriously spell epitome wrong? I think he spelled it right.
Yes.
Time for dictionary.com.
Oh boy.
Oh boy. Epitome. It was spelled right. It is E-P-I-T-O-M-E.
Yep.
That was a word.
From Wikipedia, an epitome is a summary of an instance that represents a larger reality, also used as a synonym for a body.
Hi, this is Greg. I'm the driver of the failboat. I'm here to pick up Dustin Pettigrew for the next ride. You here?
Wow. Dustin, you really pulled that, didn't you? Wow.
Boop, boop. Anyway. Sorry.
Yes,
yep.
Okay. Okay. I was wrong. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I think Stalmy should be. If it's we're going in order, Stalmy is next.
Yeah.
Big Goobafish submits for the second time. He says, "Hi, Potacular. It's the Big Goobafish, and I'm sending in my tips for the ODST firefight map Crater." As an exclamation point.
Yes, okay. That's weird.
Crater!
First of all, I would just like to point out that Crater is one of the less exciting firefight maps. But it's because you suck. But it is still pretty fun.
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry. Big Goobafish, please don't. me.
Growing down.
Make sure that your team communicates well and you all get along. You may want to specialize in your team's weapon choices, e.g., one person gets snipes, one person gets heavy weapons, hammer, and fuel rod, and one person.
What does EG stand for?
I don't know, but it sounds cool. One person.
Extra gay.
Yeah, that's what it stands for.
Oh, boy.
And one person with the noob combo and one person on the turret. This way, your team can take care of all different enemies with ease. This is especially important when tilt activates. It is also important to stick together on this map. Don't wander off, or it will get
raped.
Or it will get you raped. See, I just found that amusing. Anyway, okay, in the last wave of a round, when the Hammer Time Brutes attack, your team should fall back into the spawn for epic tunnel battle.
Epic.
When the Mythic turns on, put twice the amount of shots in. That's all I have for now. Sorry for the long submission. That was not long at all. But I can assure you that my grammar and spelling was flawless.
Nice.
Oh, except he didn't spell and. He spelled and.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Grammar and spelling was flawless.
Just remember, don't go swimming in the Valhalla River because you might get attacked by a very small gooba fish.
Gooba.
Yeah.
Gooba.
Greg is a fan of goobas, ain't you?
Yes, I love goobas.
Yeah.
You eat them for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yep. Sometimes dessert.
The Goombas from Super Mario.
I get stuck in my teeth, and it's just annoying.
Yeah, it's a little embarrassing.
Yeah. I don't go out in public very much.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I'm gonna image search big goobas.
But his grammar and spelling are awesome.
Yours are not ours.
Mm-hmm.
Nutters.
Anyway.
Nutters.
What?
Nothing.
Oh my goodness. I found
what did Daddy do? Anyway.
Anyway.
That is not
That wraps up the submissions.
Yes.
For this episode.
For the Firefight first episode on Podtacular.
Send in your comments, questions, and submissions to podtacular@gmail.com. Your submissions are what makes the show what it is, so be sure to submit. Keep an eye on Podtacular for an invitation to send your submissions in for next week's show.
Shouldn't we just make a new one for submissions at podtacular.com?
Once we get the site moved, I was planning on doing that. So.
We're moving the site?
Yeah, well, it's being moved to a different server. Like
it's being moved to Dallas, Texas.
Still the same host, but they're getting a new server.
When's that going to happen? Oh, so am I still going to get to keep my email address? Okay, we'll talk about that afterwards.
Yeah.
You can call our listener voicemail, 206-888-HALO, and leave a Halo-related message. We play these back regularly, even though it's been a long time. On the Collins and Tales from the Foxhole.
Yeah, we have quite a bit. It's gonna
be. What are we gonna do with another Tales from the Foxhole?
In 3 weeks.
Why don't we do with it next week?
Okay, I guess we'll do it next week.
I'm gonna try to get Ryan on. Try to get Ryan on for a special
Tales
treat.
Tales from the Foxhole. Oh boy! Oh boy!
Brett likes it when you say foxhole.
Yeah, I like it when you say foxhole.
Brent, read the next one.
All right. Let's see here. Be sure to... we haven't done that. Be sure to check out our website, podtacular.com, and while you're there, check out the forums. There are many regular Halo events that you can get involved in, meet some cool gamers, including me, or Greg, or Dustin, or...
Kook.
Yeah, Kook, or...
Nathaniel.
Or...
Nathaniel.
Okay. Those guys aren't cool. What are you talking about? If you want to get involved in the community, check out the Podtacular Professional and Recreational Clans, the PC Clan, community-staffed events, and much more.
I think we should say community-stuffed events.
Community-stuffed events community-staffed events?
Community explosion events.
Community-staffed events is too committal. We don't have
that. Now it's 25% more community.
The walls are overflowing.
Full free.
thanks to everyone that contributes to Podtacular by dedicating time to lead events, working on the site to keep it up and running, helping out with the bills by donating through PayPal, on Twitter, PopCop, PayPal, following us on Twitter and Facebook, or subscribing to the show on iTunes and Zune Marketplace.
Dusty, do you need some money?
Oh, it would help a little bit.
I mean, but do you need some? I mean,
I need some money.
I mean, I have my.
I sent some my way. I'm not going to protest.
Hey, Brent, you won't go apply for a job. I'm just saying.
I know.
If you guys send me your money, I won't steal your watch for a whole year. You have your insurance, and he's not stealing your watch. You send me $50.
You write an insurance policy that he won't steal your watch.
That's not really an insurance policy. It's a contract.
How is he
going
to know when to go buy Subway sandwiches if he doesn't have a watch?
Exactly.
It's true.
It's worth it. I should start telling people that when I see watches at Best Buy. Oh, and we have this new insurance policy that...
If you give me $50, I won't steal your watch.
Wait, I think I need that.
You steal it anyway.
You have a good day, sir. It's already out of his bag.
Yeah. He took his wallet, too. Like, he's just laughing.
Okay, check out the other shows on the GamerCast Network. Gamertag Radio, Uncle Gamer, Sarcastic Gamer, Achievement Junkie, the GCN Video Game Show, Retro Force, Podtoid, Podcastle, JVB Show, Post Game Report at TalkingAboutGames.com, and Destructoid.
Toid.
Wow. Yeah. Sounds tasty.
So what's the next show going to be, Dusty?
Well, I guess you already made the decision, so we're going to do the boatloads of Collins and Tales from the Foxhole.
What are we going to complain about?
You always complain about which shows are actually on the GamerCast Network.
Oh.
You've done it for the past three shows.
I have? Which one? I don't remember.
The past three?
Yeah, I was about to say.
I always do it. You've done it the past three. I'm just kidding.
But yes, we will do Collins and Tales from the Foxhole.
Foxhole.
And, of course, we will go back and do the ones that we have, which are...
Can we commit Chucky to that? I mean...
Yeah, yeah, he just does them whenever. I tell him, I give him the voicemails and say I need it by this date.
Wow, that's service. Tell him you need it tomorrow to see if he does it. I'm gonna see.
No, he needs at least like 3 days notice.
He needs them in 6 minutes.
Oh, you're Chucky, you got an hour.
Go.
Like, I'm at work. Well, that's your problem.
Too bad.
Even though he cannot hear us talking right now, he has 6 minutes from when we are saying.
Oh, he'll hear this. He'll hear this.
Go.
I was ready.
Or the world will end.
Very
badly. It's not 2012 yet. I need it by 2012, or the world's gonna end.
Yeah, we're gonna need it before 2012. The movie comes out.
Because. Supposedly the world's gonna end, and I just need it before the world's gonna end.
Look, if you've seen that trailer, that Buddhist monk gets pwned by that tidal wave, alright? Before the end.
They should do that in 3D.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like I'm really there watching a Buddhist monk get drowned. Like, it's fucking awesome. Like.
Okay.
He's drowning right in front of me.
Well, thanks, guys, for listening in. It was nice not having to do a live show.
Yeah.
So
I like it.
We might start backing off on some of them.
Yeah, like once a month.
Yeah.
Tales from the Foxhole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, as Greg asked for, we're going to do Collins and Tales from the Foxhole.
Woo!
After that, we will pick up with... Either some Halo 3 multiplayer with the new maps, or we'll do Customs and Creations, maybe. That might get rotated out.
I think that we should do Tales from the Foxhole from Firefight. What do we think?
We're doing Tales from the Foxhole next show.
In general.
Should it be straight Firefight, or do you have a whole bunch
of people do Tales from the Foxholes for Left 4 Dead sometimes, so it's kind of fair game.
I guess that's true.
I mean, I have a backlog.
I'm going to do mine from last week of working. I'm going to write mine in from the last day of work.
Okay.
JK.
Okay.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening in. And as this time is every time, goodbye.
I'm Duststorm.
I'm G. Lewis.
Oh, yeah, Brent. I think.
You think? Are you unsure?
I'm low too.
Now install me, please. Steal your watches.
Cookie crumbled.
I didn't see you there.
This week on the GamerCast Network. How was Extra Life? Tune in to the next episode of Sarcastic Gamer to find out. Lots of giveaways in episode 164 of the video game show. Listen to see how and what you can win. On episode 76 of the Post Game Report, the crew rebrands the PS3 in honor of Uncharted 2. Tune in for impressions, insights, and tangents galore. Discover the community that brings you all these great podcasts and more at GamerCastNetwork.com.